Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio. Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but caution, you may gain weight just by listening.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
And this segment is Big Skillet, Small Price.
And you will see what a cheeseburger in paradise has to do with a big skillet as the show goes on.
Exactly.
It all goes together somehow.
Exactly.
Anywho, we received a letter from a loyal listener recommending the restaurant we will be reviewing today. This restaurant was recommended to them by a friend who had a friend who recommended this restaurant to them, that was recommended to them by a friend, and so on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You get the idea.
Yeah, I think they do. This highly recommended restaurant is the Big Skillet Restaurant and Pancake House in Elgin.
And this restaurant is a standalone building in the Tyler Creek Plaza. This building from the outside looks larger than it actually is on the inside, which looks like your typical neighborhood restaurant that we all know and love.
Nothing special. It's just nice. You know, a typical little restaurant.
Exactly. I'm exact today, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Exactly.
Exactly. Nancy put this restaurant on the fast track to review since the letter talked about how good the potato pancakes are. And Nancy is a complete potato pancake junkie.
I am. I love potato pancakes.
And just to add the icing on the cake, she was thrilled when she discovered that they make homemade creamy garlic dressing.
So you
put them both together, you're talking potato pancakes and garlic.
What's not to like?
Now she has to make the big decision. Does she have a salad for brunch or the potato pancakes that she came for?
Yep. That was a hard one.
What does one do? Well, one orders them both.
When in doubt, I have to have everything.
It's brunch. So she ordered a side salad, $3.49, to go along with her four potato pancakes for $7.99. The pancakes were large, but to her dismay, she could taste vinegar in the recipe, which I've never heard of before.
Me neither.
I actually looked it up, and it's more common than I would think it would be. But for our taste, it had a kind of a strange taste to it, especially for Nancy, since she has an allergy to vinegar, and the taste really stood out to her and made them disappointing.
Yeah, I was looking so forward to it.
Yeah. But on the bright side, the creamy garlic dressing was a hit.
It was.
So it wasn't a total loss.
And it was garlicky. Being married for 43 years, you know each other's likes and dislikes. I can always pick what Jim would wind up ordering before he even knows it himself.
That happens a lot.
I know. Every restaurant we go to, I look at the menu, I'm thinking, he's going to order this. Today was no exception when I spotted the cheeseburger in paradise skillet for $9.99.
Which goes along with our theme song today.
Exactly.
And if you don't like it, you come up with a song that goes with skillet.
And we couldn't find a song with skillet anywhere.
No.
This consisted of hash browns topped with a half pound of crumbled Angus beef, smoked bacon, and onions. This was topped with Monterey Jack and cheddar cheese and three eggs, any style you want. He also had a choice of toast or pancakes as his side, and he chose the pancake since it's a pancake house.
Duh.
The waitress's wrist was straining when she put down this huge skillet in front of him. What a feast he had. It was absolutely delicious, and he could only eat half of it.
I know, which for me, that's unusual, because usually for breakfast, I'll scarf down everything.
No, really?
Yeah, well, you know, that's my professional thing. I have to do it.
Scarf down everything.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Our waitress had a good sense of humor, and when I ordered the cheeseburger in paradise skillet, she said I would have to sing the Jimmy Buffett song for my meal. I quickly stopped when she made a face when she heard me sing. That I warned her.
You warned her.
I said you would not want to hear me sing.
I heard you in this. Oh, the shower was like years ago, and it says, you know what? Don't ever sing again.
No.
Oh, it's not pretty.
No, I was the only person in the Mighty Town Criers, the garage band that I was in the 60s, and I didn't sing. It was part of my contract. I could not sing. I was banned from singing.
And I can see why. Yeah. Some things at this restaurant are really a deal for the money, and some things aren't so much. If you consider the mountain of food Jim got for $9.99, as opposed to four potato pancakes that I got for $7.99, Jim's was a deal. We were also surprised when we received our bill and saw the price for a small side salad was $3.49.
I'm surprised at that. That was, you know, when you consider...
Half, okay, which was half of my meal.
I know. It was just a regular old plain salad. It wasn't that big of a deal.
So buyer beware. All in all, we like this place and we will go back... But I'm going to find other things to order.
Yeah. You know, and I'm sorry. Potato pancakes, they should just be potatoes.
A little bit of egg just to hold them
together.
Salt, pepper, and onion.
And that's
and
all
a little bit of
be.
Parsley.
And that's all they should be.
You know, vinegar.
No vinegar.
The vinegar really, whoa.
Yeah. You know, this is a nice place, a little family place, and they serve good breakfast. But, you know, I was disappointed.
Yeah,
but,
me,
you know,
me
everyone's
too.
Taste is different, and that's why, you know, some people like the potato pancakes. We weren't too crazy about them.
Right.
But anyway, it is handicap accessible, and the price for our brunch was $27.98.
Cheeseburger.
No,
my love.
Yes.
What was your take on this restaurant?
Well, my take was I love their skillets because they're made with shredded hash browns. Because so many places they put those diced up potatoes or something. And
it's too much potato.
Yeah, it winds up being all potatoes. And I'm not a real big potato fan.
No, you're not.
But the hash brown's good.
Especially if you ask them, could you brown the hash browns? And then underneath, they're nice and crunchy.
Mm-hmm. They were really good. I did like that. And they do offer a large, varied menu and a bunch of daily specials.
Mm-hmm.
They do. What's your take, Toots?
You care.
Yes, I do. And I'm sure all of our listeners are on the edge of their seats right now wondering what your take was.
Really?
No, but I've got to kill a couple minutes.
Well... My girlfriend loves eggs on top of her burgers.
She does.
Yeah, when we go for lunch, she says, oh, there's egg on top of the burger. I got to get it. So when Jim got his skillet, I thought of her for breakfast. I'm thinking next time we come out for breakfast, we have to bring her because she would love the skillet. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And your meal was the winner today.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, you win some, you lose some. Well, why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
Big Skillet Restaurant and Pancake House, 90 Tyler Creek Plaza, Elgin, 60123.
123?
123.
123.
Phone number is 847-741-7331. The website is www.bigskilletelgin.com. The directions, you take Route 47 South to Big Timber Road East to McLean Boulevard, and north to the restaurant. Estimated travel time, 19 minutes.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's It's really right around the corner from us. It's not very far at all.
No, it's not.
If you think about it, it's pretty close, and I never even heard of the place.
I know. It's kind of hidden away. It's, unless you know it's there, you know, it's in a shopping center that's not really traveled that much.
Yeah,
you know,
but it sticks out. I mean, it's right against the road. You see it. It's the standalone building. So it's easy to spot, but we never go down there.
Exactly.
So that's why we never saw it.
Exactly.
But now we know it.
Now you know it. Okay. Well, anyway, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP.
we put you in WHRU.
Yes, we do.
So, my love, I will ask if we got any letters, but I know we did.
You know, let me check. Let me go to our email.
Okay.
Our new whiz bang super improved email, okay? Let me dial it up. Hold on. Okay, almost dialing. You don't even have to dial an area code.
You don't even have to put one in front of it.
No. We're almost there. Hold on. We're almost there. We're getting there. We're almost getting in there. Hold on. Oh, boy. I love that new equipment that the Mighty 101 got. It's really speed things along. We got that 56K modem is really smoking fast. Anyway, I didn't get a letter. You got a letter from my best friend, Fred.
Oh, why is he your best friend, my love?
Let me read on. And I will read this verbatim.
Okay.
Nancy, why is he a moron and you're not a nag or stupid for calling him that? I would have to say all of the above. So tell us, dear.
Fred is not my best friend.
No. But, evidently he takes umbrage to the fact that you called me a moron.
Well, I calls them like I sees them.
Ooh.
And you're a moron.
Oh, you know what?
And living with you for 43 years and knowing you a year before that, I'm sorry. I can call you a moron. And you know I can.
Uh-huh.
And I'm being nice by calling you a moron because I can't say what I really call you at home.
See, the listeners have spoken, though. Because I'm the nice one of the two of us. You're the mean one.
I'm nice to you. I'm calling you a moron.
I know, but so to mean to tell me you're not a nag?
I don't nag.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't.
No, you don't, dear.
We discuss.
We discuss.
And I'm not stupid.
You know, it's people, you got to realize, okay, I don't, this is a bit we do.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, we do this show together. We write the script together. If I took offense to the fact that she called me a moron, it wouldn't be in there. People, this is a joke. This is a bit. Don't take it seriously.
Exactly, because I wouldn't call you a moron. You know what I call you at home.
Exactly, and that the FCC will come down on us like a cheap sheriff doing that.
So we can't say what we normally say.
No.
So moron's nice. I'm not stupid. I'd get in trouble if I called you what I really think of you.
See? But, you know.
And Fred's not my friend.
He is my new best friend.
Yeah, obviously. And that's all I've been hearing since I got this letter.
That's right.
Is that Fred is your best friend.
He is.
Good. Let Fred sit there and feed you and take care of you. Uh-huh.
You know, if you have any other comments, I would love to hear them.
No, we don't.
Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. And you can always say, Dear Nancy.
No, yes, and give me something nice in the letter. I don't want to hear anything negative.
Okay, you can send the negative ones to me.
Exactly.
And I will read them on the air. And we always look forward to your letters, especially the nasty ones. We love nasty letters.
We do like the nasty ones because we can go on and pick at it.
Yeah, we will make fun of you mercilessly, so it kills half a show.
Exactly.
So that's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. And now, back by popular demand. Yes, slinking into the studio as as we speak with the just slinking around here is our own resident punographer, Nancy, because she just loves puns so much, and she will amaze you, astound you, and whatever with all of her puns.
Thank you.
And they're all food related.
Exactly, because we're the dining duo.
Okay, and get ready to groan, and because I've heard some of these before, and oh boy.
Hey.
What?
I didn't even say one yet. You're picking on it already?
Okay, well, just, well, you'll see.
Hold okay, on. My first one.
Yep.
Ban pre-shredded cheese. Make America great again. And I like grating my own cheese. Because you know the prepackaged cheese that you get now? We found out the reason why it stays shredded and doesn't stick together because they put stuff in it.
Yeah, it's like sawdust.
Yeah. I don't want to eat sawdust, so I grate my own cheese.
Move on, dear.
How tall can you stack cheese?
I don't know. How tall can you stack cheese?
Till it's pasteurized.
No.
What's...
You like those, don't you?
I do. I can't help it.
Okay.
You're my butter half.
Oh, how many more of these do you have?
Lots
of
them.
Oh, boy.
You got a pizza on my heart. Donut worry, be happy. And you love your donuts. I have been thinking of you.
No, that's really bad.
I've been thinking of you, though.
Been thinking of you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm soy into you.
Oh.
You've got a peach of my heart. We make a great pair.
Oh, no, that's really bad. That's really bad.
Well, it could be Anjou or it could be Bartlett. It could be any kind of pair.
Oh, boy.
The dump dump.
Want another one?
I'd be muffin without you. No, I wouldn't be, but I had to say it.
That's really a stretch. Muffin, nothing, muffin.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Ha ha, you kale me. And well, I know how you love kale.
These are getting, where'd you get these things from? These are getting worse.
I got them on the internet.
These are getting worse. They're getting horrible.
I think they're good. I love puns.
All right, go on.
Brie, mine.
Oh, no, come on.
I'm having a big wedding because I can't elope. I like you a waffle lot.
How many more? How many more?
A few more. There? Just a few.
Oh.
My vision is excellent.
No.
You make my heart skip a beat.
B-E-E-T.
Mm-hmm. Mm. If you have to spell it out, it's not funny.
I agree.
Honeydew, you want to get married?
Oh, man.
You look ravishing.
Oh, now, that's another big stretch. Ravishing.
I don't think it's a big stretch. I think it's cute.
Did someone actually ask for this bit to repeat it?
Sure they did.
Oh,
all my listeners, they love it.
I wonder what Fred's got to say about this bit now.
If there is any problem, please let us know.
Oh.
Olive you.
Olive you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? That's the last one?
That's the last one because olive you.
That was a pornographer, Nancy. Yeah, okay.
I think we have some time for smorgasbord.
Oh, yes, we do. We do have time for smorgasbord.
All I'm just wild about smorgasbord. I got a craving for smorgasbord.
And here's Jim with some stuff. We don't know what to call it. And basically, we have to kill 27 minutes. So be my guest, my love.
Well, this is from our French correspondent. I mean, we had stuff from him a few weeks ago.
We did?
Yeah. It's,
I don't remember.
Pierre Manfoufou.
Oh, I remember Pierre Manfoufou.
Pierre Manfoufou checked in, and he gave us this. This is a news flash. French sheep's milk cheese wins 2018 World Championship. How about that?
French
milk cheese.
Milk cheese.
Yeah. A French sheep's milk cheese called escargot.
Wait. Can you say that word again?
Escargot.
Is that really what it says?
Sure. Escurirou, but I'm speaking French. Escargot.
No, you sound funny.
I'm channeling
And you think I'm bad with languages? Listen to you.
It gets better. Escargot was named the winner of the 2018 World Championship Cheese. Escargot is made at a fromagerie.
Ooh.
That's cheese factory in French.
I know.
I'm speaking French here.
I see.
By Michel Toyaloux. I'm just reading
you're
it
just
here.
You're just going to everything. Everything got the ooh at the end.
Michel Toyaroux. Toyaloux. And this cheese earned a score of 98.376 out of 100.
Wow. Must be good.
Exactly. And it beat out 3,400 other two contenders.
And it's milks from a sheep.
Yes, and the cheese hails from the Pyrenees region of France and is aged for 90 days. And the Pierre Manfoufou said it has aspects including nutty notes and a toasted wheat aroma.
Oh, okie dokie.
Now, the second place went to Arzberger Usterir.
That's not French.
No, that's an Austrian cow's milk.
Ew.
And it's aged in a, oh my gosh, it's aged in a silver mine.
In a silver mine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the third place...
Does it taste metallic-y?
Is that foofy or what? Third place went to a Swiss raw milk cheese washed with Pinot Noir wine called Montvoulibio.
Okie dokie.
And that took third.
And that took third.
A total of 26 nations were represented in the championship, and the U.S. dominated in terms of gold medals. How about that, huh? It won 87 of the 121 contest winners.
Wow.
Wisconsin should be proud.
Yeah.
I couldn't find where the aerosol cheese, you know, where that placed in there.
Well, dear, that's not really cheese.
I couldn't find out. No.
Well, thank Pierre Manfoufou, our correspondent. Mm-hmm. He did a good job.
Yes, I thought that was really good breaking news.
Yes,
and
it was.
Next time you're at Walmart, look for the Escargot.
Yeah.
Or the Augsburger Usterir or the Montvoulibio.
Okay.
And.
Like, we're going to remember those words.
Yeah, just the heck with it. Just buy the aerosol stuff in a can. It's just as good. Did you ever wonder why airline food doesn't taste that good?
Yeah, I don't have to wonder.
No, it is not the airline's fault, actually.
Why not?
Well, because there's two things, okay? You're going up in the air, and the cabin is pressurized.
Right.
And that affects your taste buds, okay? There's no humidity in the air, and that messes with your sense of smell, and it just messes with your taste buds. So it's actually not the airline food, it's you.
My McDonald's, when I bring it on, tastes wonderful. And my nose might be dried out from no humidity. And the pressurized, cabin might have affected it. But it just tastes like McDonald's to me.
Well, I'm sorry. All of these things you're talking, the air pressure, the dryness, the noise from the engines affects your perception of flavor, leaves you wanting more acidity and saltiness.
Really?
That's why a lot of people want tomato juice on an airplane.
Oh.
So it is not the airline's fault that the food doesn't taste good. It's you.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
My nibbles taste good when I bring them on. My Twizzlers taste just as strawberry-ish as they always did.
Well, then you're one of the lucky ones.
I am. I have good taste buds.
Yes, you do, dear.
My palate is just...
You have a very educated palate.
Yes, it is.
And you know what?
I had to go to school for that. so that I can become a restaurant critique.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me, thank goodness, we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 7 or 8. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race. But at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat. But a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise. Have an order with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. Heard about the old-time sailor men. They eat the same thing again and again. Warm beer and bread, they said, could raise the dead. Well, it reminds me of the menu at a holiday. When I'm at 4